When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, my lesbians? Welcome back to episode one. What episode is this?
179.
What's up, my lesbians? Welcome to episode 179. And this week, we just got the boys.
Wait, why'd you start it off like that?
What do you mean? I'm an ally. One. Sounds like you're not.
God
two.
Damn it.
The dog's eating the pillow immediately.
Handsome?
Cut it out. You need to stop doing that right now.
Cut the fuck out.
He's so good. Up until the moment that we hit record, and then just he wants all hell to break loose. And he was good this morning.
You don't know what he did.
Wait, what did he do this morning?
He came on to me in a sexual manner.
Like he started.
You know what the thing about dogs? Style? The thing about dogs is was wild. Like if we're all hanging out, we're the boys. Alyssa's out of town. She's with her family. Well, when the boys are hanging out and the dog's a boy, I don't think any of you guys think about having sex with me at all.
I think you're correct in that assumption. Uh-oh. Well, Skylar,
we got wandering eyes to my right.
I've thought about it,
but you haven't just you would ask.
You've never acted on it. I've acted on
it. Oh no, I'm not a heavy sleeper though.
Yeah, are you?
I knew he was there the whole time,
and you just let it happen.
I didn't want to embarrass him, man.
You couldn't feel it anyways.
How we have some intro music and we reset our minds that with no girl here, it is going to get heinous. Who's that wonderful girl? Could she be any cuter? November 30th, everyone that is a part of our Patreon is either going to get an Xbox, a chance to get an Xbox, a Nintendo Switch, Apple headphones, Amazon gift card, merch, just a ton of stuff, brothers
Jared's
and sisters.
Boxers.
Jared's boxers. We'll give you he'll sign them. He'll even leave a little stain on them for you. That's our Thanksgiving thank you to you. So make sure to become a Patreon member. Also, you get the episodes early. You get a live Q&A each month. You get a drunk episode each month. You get 20 to 30 minutes of extra footage after every podcast.
A private Discord.
Dude, there's so much stuff. If you're not a part of it, also, we have a tight commit. Also, we have a tight-knit community. So a lot of people are like communicate with other people. Some people are finding jobs just from being part of the Discord. How nuts is that?
Some people are finding lifelong friends.
Some people are finding love, and it's me. anyway, welcome to the dropout.
It's funny you brought up the stained underwear because...
Would you do blood or pee?
Or
cum?
Don't say the C word this early into a podcast.
Semen.
Yes.
Ed Sheeran donated a bunch of his clothes to this charity auction, and some of them were like his boxers and stuff.
And carrot stains all over it.
People are like warning the buyers of the underwear that it's like there are some skid marks in some of these boxers.
Dude, you know how
if you're playing a 2-hour show.
Oh, dude,
Would you rather him kill the entire flow and go use the bathroom? And he looks like a guy that could take a long leak. Or would you rather him stay there, stay in the pocket? Maybe he discharges a little bit from the old back coochie. But you hear your lovely song.
That happens. But, yeah. that it's not uncommon for, we're all adults here. We can say people shit their pants sometimes.
Yeah? How often? When's the last time you shit your pants?
Been a minute.
What was the story?
I shit my pants once in my adult life, and it was...
Okay, let's hear it, man.
It was about 2 years ago.
Mm.
What happened?
Very much into your adult life.
I was interning at this law clinic, and I had I don't drink coffee, and I drink a Red Bull, something with a lot of caffeine in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little hungover, and I was doing a bunch of nicotine. And so by the end of
dude, it's just a recipe. And I drank some Pepto.
And so by the end of the by the time I got done with the clinic, I was like, oh, my stomach's a little messed up. I was like, I'll use the bathroom when I get home. It wasn't anything urgent. I get food on the way home. I take one bite of it, and I'm like, nope, you don't. I started feeling immediately really bad. And I was like, oh, God, I don't feel good. So I didn't eat the food. I get to my apartment, and to get into my apartment complex, you had to scan yourself in for the gate.
Uh-huh.
And I reached out to scan, and I farted. It wasn't a fart.
It wasn't a fart.
It was a full, and I was dressed pretty nice because I'd been in like this clinic.
Did you fill up the diaper?
I threw all my clothes away.
But did you fill up the diaper?
I filled up everything. It was a nightmare.
Was it solid?
No.
Was it?
It was like a baby poop. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I was sick. I think I had COVID after that.
Speaking of COVID.
Zach has COVID. Had COVID.
Yeah, I'm over it.
I can tell from your nasal voice that you're over it.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying.
Maybe I'm just developing whatever Jared's got over there that allows him not to breathe. But apparently, COVID can affect demigods, which I didn't know. I thought I was in the clear. It can affect people of good nature. It can affect people that help the poor and that are kind because I got it. I thought it would affect more people that should be dead, Jared.
What?
What?
Why should I be dead? First of all, how are you a demigod? Which god is your father?
Joe? He made it rain from the skies. He was an F-15 pilot.
So he was like a Old Testament god.
I don't think you're contributing anything to society and be better if you're 6 feet under. If we had to be honest.
Say that again.
All I have to do to breathe normally is just go get a surgery.
I can't have I can't have both of you guys breathing this way because I wouldn't be able to hear the TV.
Oh, that is true. Usually you're like, all right, if he's sitting on your right, all right, I gotta sacrifice my right ear. Like I won't be able to hear the audio this way, but at least my left is clear because Zach's breathing like an angel. But now I got whatever you got, and I realize that you shouldn't be alive. What do you contribute to society? Give it to me.
Happiness and joy. No.
Specific, sweetheart.
I produce this podcast, and that brings a lot of people
I've seen some hate comments. I've seen some people that say,
yeah,
if this wasn't in the world,
it would be a better place.
I'd want to be in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't please everybody. How does it feel?
I've come pretty close to pleasing everyone.
I think Zach faked COVID to get out of hanging out with his family.
Whoa! Hot take. You know what? That I could see that because he didn't seem that sick.
Yeah,
to be honest,
his parents left or his mom left and his family left yesterday morning.
I very few times in my life have I been able to hear your parents did something like collectively and it felt so good.
I know,
and
you should have corrected that. That's my bad. Your parents minus your father.
Thank you.
Left yesterday morning and he was down here all day yesterday. We stayed up last night till like 2 a.m. watching Squid Games, the reality show.
It's fantastic.
Is it really?
It hooked us fast.
Well, we didn't realize that. I feel like the first 20 minutes, we were like, we don't know if we're going to. By the end of episode one, man, we were in deep. We've established favorites. We've just established.
A lot of my favorites are gone.
We've established parasocial enemies. yeah, a lot of our favorites are gone. We don't want to bring up numbers because we don't want to spoil it for you, but there's a gentleman who deserved justice in that show.
Dude, they're, and I'll say this. I know they don't give out. Emmys are TV.
Oh, Emmys.
Emmys are TV awards. Yeah. They don't give out Emmys, I don't think, for reality shows.
They don't?
I don't know. But there's
you know we don't know.
There's a gentleman on the second episode, on the cookie cutter episode, is the best character I've ever seen in
really?
My life. He's the funniest guy in the world. It's the funniest
Tyrion
thing.
Tyrion Lannister of reality TV. This guy just
not Tyrion Lannister.
He steals the screen.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant.
He's like, his personality is nothing like that.
This guy was traumatized.
From the cookie cutting?
He was like throwing up.
He was bawling his eyes out, throwing up.
what?
And he had to he was one of the people that had to pick. So they sent four people in to decide who got what shape.
Okay.
And so they were like, whatever you do, don't get the umbrella. And he was like, I got you. He went in there and he tried to shut off the alpha in the room. He was like, no, you're going to listen to me. And then he got put on the cookie cutter and he cried the whole time.
And then he immediately went to the umbrella.
Everybody's
just like, yeah, shut up. And then he's just crying. And then his whole team walks in because his whole team has to do whatever one he's on. And they're all just looking at him
like, you fucked us.
He's crying. And then some guy walks by him and he goes, you idiot. And the whole time he's cutting his cookie out or like trying to survive, he's like
dry heaving.
He's dry heaving. every time like someone gets eliminated because they crack their cookie, he just bum and he just.
He was the same guy. He was the same one, right? There was this guy sitting like 2 feet from him, and you heard a crack, and he just like leans over and looks. And he just looked at him until he gets shot.
And the guy just shakes his head. But the craziest thing about the show is, well, obviously, Squid Game, when you die in the show, you die like you're
in real
dead.
Life. Yeah.
In this one, you don't die, obviously. But
could you imagine Netflix is just like mass murdering people?
The producers,
some of them do need to die.
They have like a machine on their chest. It's almost like a paintball hits them and it explodes.
Oh, they there's a word for it, but a squib, like they use in Hollywood for fake blood.
Yeah, squib games.
Squib games. Yeah.
Squibby squib squibberson. So it'll explode on you. And then I guess the producers tell people if you do that to fall over. And it's just like the most, because they're so mad. And they're like, I just lost out on like 4.6, 4.7.
I think it's, something like that.
$1 million. And then they just go and they know that they have to do it for the producers. And they're just.
It's so funny.
Dude, how like demoralizing is that? That you just lost out on probably the most money that I think any game show is given away. Mm-hmm. And then you just have to pretend like you're dead.
I wouldn't. I would pitch a fit.
I'd start popping other people's squibs.
Some of
I would do that too. Yeah. I'm about just punching people's stuff.
Some of the things you can win. So as a player, you can win and then you get to eliminate someone else in front of everybody. And it gets dicey. There are opinions thrown around in people's minds that I'm sure the Lord wouldn't like to hear.
Do they have like talking head interviews like with people on the side?
Yeah.
Well, it's not really, I think it's they do like some like pre-interviews. So they're asking them questions. So they're like normal clothes then. They don't really have a bunch of asides of them.
Oh, like in the actual game?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more like conversations between just players. But it's, it's been really good. I think we just finished the fifth episode. No, we started the fifth episode.
Oh, yeah, we've been...
Dude, because they do a really good job of ending on cliffhangers.
They'll hook you.
That's what fucked us last night.
It's just cliffhangers galore.
Every time.
We really just wanted to watch one last night, and I think we're going to head to bed, but man, after... Yeah, they'll hit you with a cliffhanger, and it's almost like they're putting a gun to your head, like, you're going to watch the next episode. And we did. We watched 4. And it was...
How long are the episodes?
Like an hour.
Like an hour.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It was like 2 a.m.
There was a lot of fluff where it's like, this can be cut.
Yeah.
But the end, you have to at least watch 10 minutes of the next episode. And then you're in.
And then you watch 10 minutes.
Because then you're so close to the next game. You're like, oh, they're about to start the next game. We have to watch.
Yeah, we have to watch that. And then the hook comes back. We're in for the next one.
We're part of the what gang? The Gamba gang?
I thought it was Gongbu.
Gongbu gang.
Is it Gongbu?
Something like that.
Gongbu gang. Anyway.
That's our affiliate tribe.
I did see
a TikTok. If you're watching Squid Game, good.
I saw a TikTok from a girl where she was explaining, she was on the show, and she was explaining how the red light, green light game took like hours to film, like 8 hours.
I told you, that's why that girl got out in the first one, because she...
There was a girl,
she got caught squatting, like when the thing turned around, she was in a squat pose.
You're not allowed to do that?
No, you can, but you can't move.
Oh.
And so like, it was only like a 30-second thing, but she was like, I can't do this anymore. And so it's funny.
It seems like she couldn't do a squat for like 15 seconds, but really she was probably doing it for
like an hour.
30 minutes, yeah.
Oh my God.
Anyway, for the people that aren't watching Squid Game, let's get back to COVID.
Oh, yeah. Fake COVID.
Have you seen my phlegm?
No.
You have had phlegm for like the last 2 months, and you show me every time you hock up a loogie.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think you bring that up. But this
why
one
would
is
I
different.
Not?
This one has darker colors in it.
Blood?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Probably because you've just like torn your throat apart from like
having sex,
heaving it up with Skylar at night when he doesn't know that you're awake.
That wouldn't cause throat blood, I can promise you.
No. It wouldn't even phlegm reach. Blood. It wouldn't even reach my molars.
Uvula.
I thought it was uvula.
Uvula.
What's uvula?
That's the thing in the back of your throat.
What's a uvula then?
You're thinking of like Yu-Gi-Oh.
No, I'm not thinking of Yu-Gi-Oh. It's a Pokemon guy, so I would never bring that up.
Uvula or uvula? Or is it arugula? What is that?
Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahama.
Come in, Jared.
Come on, pretty mama.
To Key
Stay
Largo.
On tone, Jared. There you go.
Baby, brother, we go down.
Anyway, if your family's coming in town and... you kind of want to have your own space. I do suggest an illness. It is one of the best ways to be like,
you know,
I gotta
what?
Go take
How much do we want to talk about the families?
I think we should stray away. What's another topic that we could have?
I wanted to bring this up in the beginning when you're talking about handsome trying to assert dominance over you. My niece was in town and she was...
he wasn't trying to...
Well, he did a little bit. But she was
He's
laughing.
He's not a pedophile.
She was laughing, and she was like, "That's my dogs do that to each other. The one dog will always jump on the other one's back and do this, and it's like they're working out. And it was just the most innocent thing I've ever seen.
You would unequivocally give the worst head.
Oh, 100%. There's no denying that.
Can you hide your... Imagine that thing just going... What do you look like?
What do you mean?
Like, do that again?
Someone's going to edit that with a dick going in my mouth. I already
we don't
know.
Have to edit it. Let's cut to a clip. No, you definitely Muppet adjacent when you hide your teeth.
No, you didn't. No, you're not. You're beautiful. You're
no, handsome. It doesn't have to be beautiful, but...
You're handsome.
You know what I mean?
Ventriloquist?
Yeah.
You saying I look like a dummy?
A puppet.
A puppet?
Not a dummy.
Not a dummy. A puppet. To puppetry.
I don't know what's worse.
To puppetry.
Feels good to have the boys just here, huh?
I feel there's an energy here.
There seems to be less drama in the house.
More dishes. The house is
a lot more dishes.
The house is dirty.
We do sacrifice dishes, but we gain less drama, which is nice. I think we can all.
I think we'd all take that deal.
It's all a nice sacrifice. We should get to the dishes, though.
It was a nice thing. It was fun with everyone's family being here. I was kidding earlier, but it was fun with everyone being here. But it's such a relief when everyone leaves.
Oh, God.
Oh,
God. I just feel like you have to be on 24/7 when you have guests over.
Look at Handsome. He thinks he has to have sex with everyone to like make him happy. Matt, he doesn't want to do that. Even
also,
children.
My stepsister, who's a vet, says that he needs his balls chopped off because he has a higher risk of prostate cancer.
Why would I trust the woman that wouldn't even look me in the eyes?
Well, because she went to school for it, and that's what she actively does.
Why did she didn't cut them off?
What is she going to use? A steak knife?
Are we supposed to get rid of our nuts?
I mean, if you...
already did.
You did?
Mom took them off at 13.
That seems deeply traumatic for you.
You okay?
It's okay. Just no kids.
Are you okay with that?
Sad, but it's okay.
Was it a choice?
I didn't get a choice. She tied a bunch of rubber bands around my paws.
How'd she get you down? I mean, I feel like you, even at 13, like, you could have maybe put up a fight.
My sister held my ankles.
Oh my gosh.
My brother family sat on affair. My brother sat on my chest.
They're going to see your face.
But his dick was in my face from where he was sitting.
How long did it take for them to fall off?
16 minutes.
That's it? Change.
Well, they used a serrated blade as well. Then they
I feel like that did the heavy lifting.
Yeah. That
and then they carterized it with cigarettes that my grandmother was smoking. Shout out Mimi.
She was still alive then?
She was alive then.
Was there a reason for this? Or like, were you like handsome and just humping everything? Or
I was humping everything inside.
Mm. Yeah. I'd cut your balls off too.
You're humping family?
Humping family, humping furniture, humping food. That was the big thing. Food costs was through the roof.
Because
once you jizz on a butternut squash,
you lose your balls.
And you lose the squash.
Yeah. Depends what you're asking. Yes, me, I would have.
The Dogs are going to the SEC Championship yet again for a third time.
We just want to talk about Georgia football.
I know, but we're going to spend the day on Saturday at Barney's Beanery in Burbank.
Why not go to Barney's Beanery?
You said yourself that the Barney's Beanery in West Hollywood
is fun.
Would suck to watch a football game at, though.
But no, I like the Barney's Beanery in Burbank.
Skylar was saying it. They've got like a whole theater there.
Yes, it is nice to watch games.
It's just a nicer place to be. It's quiet.
I disagree.
It's the Great American Bar scene.
Yep, there it is. That's what we've been looking for this whole time.
But
Zach Bryan told me
that. I feel like us three as single men, that's our watering hole for finding potential labia.
But the game is at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, nobody's going to be at the one in West Hollywood.
I didn't know
what
time the game was going to be.
Oh.
Okay, can I propose something?
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
We watched the game there.
Go to the other one.
Go to the other one. And
oh, so we're talking about an all-day drunk affair.
Yeah,
I'll do it. I'll do it for the Dogs.
Twist my arm.
Dogs win or lose, you're going to be hammered.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you think I'll be more drunk if they win or if they lose?
If they lose.
But
definitely.
It's what's going to happen is...
You're going to be a real sour boy.
I won't be sour.
God,
I won't be sour.
We won't want to go out with him.
No, I won't be sour because it's been... I'll say this. It's been the pleasure of my life watching us win these last two national championships because we sucked. We didn't suck, but we never won one since like 1980. So I'm content, but I will be hammered because here's what's going to happen. If the game's close, I'll talk myself into being like, a shot will really swing the momentum in our favor.
Oh.
And so then it'll just be that. Like if the Dogs score, shot.
We should get, I saw this drinking game that was like, it's a card game and it's like every third down conversion, you know, you take a drink or something like that. And then you get points based on how many of your cards happen.
I don't think he's going to need any cards to be consuming alcohol.
No. I'm not saying he needs it, but it would be fun to play a game on top of the game.
What's your favorite drinking game? Do you have one?
Not really. No, just the classic, like beer pong is fun. There's another one. It's called Boom or something like that. That's a good time.
I never heard of Boom.
It's got like a bunch of different names. I'm sure you've heard of it of a different name, but it's like you're like bouncing a ball in a cup and you have to pass it to the next person beside
slap
you.
Cup?
Yeah,
that's
what
we call it. Like there's two cups going around.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of cups in the middle.
Uh-huh.
It's the best.
I thought
game.
It was Rage Cage.
Rage Cage. That's another name for it.
I call it Slap Cup. And you play it, and if you're bouncing it, you can only slap the person to your left. So if you make it, you can, and they haven't made theirs, you can slap it. They have to pick a cup up out of the middle, drink it, and then start playing in that cup. And when you make it, you can pass your cup anywhere. So
if you make it the first time.
Yeah. You can get someone caught in just a time warp of drinking because, like,
oh God, I've been in a few of those time warps, and it's fucking brutal.
Whirlwind of just nasty beer.
When we go out to a watering hole of young people, both male and female, are you guys on head on a swivel looking for women?
No, especially like at Barney's. It's just way too busy in there to be talking to anybody.
It's way too loud. It's way too busy.
I can't even like talk to Jared and we're sitting 2 feet from each other.
Yeah. And then it takes for fucking ever to get a drink. And like, I don't even start feeling social enough to talk to anybody until I'm at least like 3 drinks in. And it takes a goddamn hour and a half to get that.
And again, it's so loud. Like I could like, let's say you're a girl and I'd be like, hey, excuse me, hello.
Hey.
And I'm like midway, and then you like see me, and you're like, why is this guy coming on to us so hard? And I just go,
hi. Do we go to school together?
No, I just moved here.
Oh, great.
From Georgia. I moved here from Georgia.
Georgia, the country.
What are you doing here? You having fun?
What?
Are you having fun?
I'm here with my girls. We're having so much fun.
All right, have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. My worst nightmare. Like, that is just an anxiety-riddled situation right there. Just trying to talk to somebody that doesn't want to talk to you, and then they can't hear you on top of that. Hate it.
Where do you go to talk to women if you have to go somewhere?
He doesn't.
I don't.
Planned Parenthood.
Jeez Louise.
Where should we meet these women then?
A less busy bar.
Like what?
Like the Barney's in Burbank.
And that's where we'll be on Saturday.
But I don't.
Yeah, just fucking dox where we're going to be.
Yeah, you can come there on Saturday. What do I care? There aren't many services that can give you money back, but you know one that does? Rocket Money. Do you know how many subscriptions you have that you don't understand that you do have? You're getting free money back with Rocket Money because it's like, hey, are you using the subscription anymore? You can easily say, no, I'm not. Cancel. Money back in your pocket. Oh, are you using the subscription that you haven't used in the past 3 years? No, I didn't even know I was paying for that. Boom, get your money back. Not many services give you money back, Jared. You know how much money on average the person that uses Rocket Money saves per year?
How much?
$720. Do you know what you can do with $720, Jared?
A lot, I'm assuming.
No, don't assume. A lot. Just stay there, okay?
Okay, a
stay
lot.
Stay in the pocket. What about a vacation for your family? You could help pay for that. Oh, what if your little kid is going to school? Or what if you're trying to go to school and pay your way? Oh, that would help. Oh, what if you need to do something to get your car fixed and you haven't been able to get it fixed? Oh, $720 would probably do a lot for that, all right? Rocket Money gives you money. It doesn't make any sense not to be a part of it.
So if we weren't clear, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills.
Most people think they're paying $80 a month.
How much are they really paying?
$200.
Oh, gasp.
$120 difference.
And then you combine that over 12 months. That's a lot of money you're saving.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way. Go to rocketmoney.com/dropouts. That's rocketmoney.com/dropouts. Rocketmoney.com/dropouts. Go get your money back.
Thank you, Rocket Money. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Yeah, dang straight it is. This is the one thing that you need as a person in this world. If you don't have a website for anything that you do, okay, I'll give you. Say you're a photographer. Oh, I want to show people my pictures so I can get hired to take pictures. But where are they going to see it? How about a website where you can show off the best quality pictures, not just throw them up on Instagram where it decreases the quality? Huh? Oh, but what if I need to sell something, but I don't know how to start an online company. I don't know how to code. Well, they have easy to use templates and they're the best use for e-commerce. We have a website where we sell merch on.
We sure do.
We have friends who have websites that sell little trinkets and it's turned them into a $0 error to a $1,000 error just because they were able to sell stuff on a website. And that sounds pretty good to me. What else can you use websites for, Jared?
You can make blogs. You can do food reviews. You can do
Here's a random thing I just thought of. You know how fun it is to like ask your grandma, hey, what our family tree, what's that all about? Well, what if one of you signs up for like the family tree thing and then you figure out who all your ancestors are and then you create a website where you can click on your ancestor and then you can find out some more about them and then you can send it to your whole family. How fun would that be for Christmas to find out who your big family is?
That'd be pretty darn fun.
Yeah, it'd be pretty darn fun, man.
So start your free trial today by going to squarespace.com. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/dropouts to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that is squarespace.com/dropouts to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Squarespace.com/dropouts. You already know we about to pop out. Go get yourself a website right now.
This episode is also brought to you by EveryPlate.
I've started using a meal kit, Jared.
Have you?
Yes. You want to know why? One of my many stresses is every single day wake up and be like, what the hell am I going to eat today? Do you know how easy it is to wake up and just be like, oh, what am I going to eat today? Wait, I have EveryPlate. Wait, I already know. And I already know it's going to be delicious and it can be nutritious. And it can be the exact meal I want to eat. And I don't have to think about it. That's the best part.
That sounds pretty amazing.
It sounds pretty amazing. I think you know some stuff about EveryPlate too. So why don't you give me some info?
I do know something a little bit about them. Did you know they're 50% cheaper than your fast casual meal? And you know me, I hate spending money. So when I heard that you can get crispy Buffalo Ranch chicken for less than a normal takeout meal, I was hooked.
And that's one of 26 recipes that change every week. You got some selections, baby boys and baby girls, to make that tummy happy. And when your tummy's happy, your brain's happy. When your brain's happy, you're better to other people. When you're better to other people, people won't hate you. And when people don't hate you, you won't get murdered.
And you know, along with the crispy Buffalo Ranch chicken, we've also cooked Kung Pao beef bowls and the lemony feta pork burgers. All of them delicious. 10 out of 10. Chef's kiss.
Get a meal for just $1.49 plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/dropouts and entering code 49DROPOUTS. That's a nuts deal. Subscriptions must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steak.
Again, get started with EveryPlate for just $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49DROPOUTS. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem $1 stake.
Thank you, EveryPlate, for sponsoring this episode. There's not really any young people that were there last time we went. It was just all older people.
That's the best place to drink.
No, we're
I
not
keep
talking,
trying to tell people this. That's
we're
the most
not
fun.
Talking about drinking. I'm specifically talking about finding mates.
I'm not trying to find a mate with the game on, brother.
My question was, where do we go to find mates?
And I said Planned Parenthood. Confidently.
I need a serious
That's a
answer.
Terrible
church.
You don't go to church.
I'm going
to
start going. Don't cut that. My mom's going to hear that. And I do go when I'm not scheduled to work at the bar. That was my big excuse. I'm scheduled on Sundays. I can't go.
What's your excuse now?
I'm scheduled on Sundays.
Well, technically, yeah.
It's Sunday. Sunday. It's we're Sunday. Working.
You're working.
Sorry, Mom. Can't be at church. It's Sunday.
It's well after when church would be.
What time is it?
It is noon.
No, church would just be getting out.
Ah, so you missed it today.
Because of this, I would have been there. I had my suit laid, my clothes laid out.
And that you promised that? Like you obviously were talking about.
I'm just here Lord. I'm trying to have fun with my girls.
Okay.
Sorry. I guess in all seriousness.
That be our new thing when people are like trying to talk to us. I'm just trying to have fun with my girls. It's a girls' night.
In all seriousness, I guess my perfect place to meet somebody or like talk to people would be at like a house party.
I'll say this. I like the mustache on you, Jared.
You like the mustache? I'm trying something new.
I like it. It looks good. It's got like a conquistador type vibe to it.
Does it? My parents hated it.
But they're not one of the fellas.
They're not one of the fellas. And also, Tara said that I should try doing...
What'd you just say?
What? Tara?
You just said Tara's name and I was literally calling her.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, what is happening?
You're on the podcast. Don't worry about it. What's a good place? Okay, so this is the dilemma.
Okay.
So we go to Barney's, and sometimes we're looking for a mate, you know? But yeah. Jared thinks that's too intimidating of a place to talk to a woman.
It's just too busy and too loud.
It is too busy and too loud.
Too busy, too loud. What are some, like, genuinely good places girls would like to be hit on that Jared could maybe? And Skylar?
And Zach?
I can do Barney's.
Zach cleans up at Barney's.
I was going to say, I feel like Barney's is the best place to go because I feel like you go there to get hit on.
Okay, so now that we know...
I'm allowed to have my dick out in Barney's?
Well...
You can't have your wiener out. But...
Also, wait, question. Why was my name being mentioned before you called me? That's scary.
Because I told... Was it we're talking about the mustache?
Yeah. You told me the other night when we were all at your house that I should go down to just the mustache, and I kind of did that.
And so he's done that.
And Skylar was saying that he likes it.
I need to see that.
Watch it on Tuesday.
Okay. Places to go to hit on girls.
I'd say it a little differently. I don't know.
Find love.
And adult women.
I want to say, honestly, like Barney's, because it's just like a place where people go and they know they're going to get hit on. I've never been more hit on in my life than when I go to Barney's.
Yeah, but are you receptive to it there? That's the question.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's receptive.
Skylar, it sounds like we got a nut up. Okay.
No, don't say that.
You guys just have to grow
some
balls.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what
I just said. She didn't hear about my life story when I was 13.
Okay, question. Could you then come with us and be a wing woman of sorts?
Sure. I'm great at wing womaning.
What's your plan?
My plan?
Yeah, okay. Jared sees a woman over there who is, he wants to gobble her up. And he's like, but I'm too nervous to talk. How do you get him in there?
I think the best way to do it is just go and compliment something. Compliment something she can, like, control, right? So you can't compliment something she was born with. Maybe like, oh, I like the way you did your hair.
You have the
I
fattest. Like okay, so an outfit. Okay, something that she had to do herself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the move. Sometimes you compliment something and then just walk away. What do you think about that?
If someone did that, I would definitely be like, oh, why did he do that? Like, I'm a little interested.
What if
at the same time be like, oh, they were just complimenting me to compliment me and then walking away.
Yeah, but you come back later. Now you've piqued the interest. It's like, wait,
what if I compliment and then I compliment and I leave, but I do it. I walk backwards and I never break eye contact until I'm out of the room.
That could work, but that could also be really creepy.
I get that.
But it's mysterious.
Okay, can
what if there's a moon?
I like the complimenting and then walking away, but it's not foolproof. You know what I mean?
What about this move when hitting on a girl? You go up to her and you say, hey, there's someone in here that I'm really attracted to, but I'm a little scared to talk to her. I don't know how to approach a woman. Like, what's the best thing to say? They tell you, you walk around the bar and come back and tell them that exact same thing.
Oh, I'd be like, fuck yeah. That's awesome.
All right.
We got the move. We're going to be drowning in that coochie. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that, but.
Well, love, I meant. Well, thank you for your time here.
Of course. I didn't know I was on the podcast today. Am I going to get residual text for this?
You are going to get 3 wiener pictures. And you got to pick whose is whose.
Oh, my God. What a fun game.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we've got to go do push-ups, so we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
And other strength stuff.
Lift.
Right. We've got to lift heavy stuff. Bye.
Okay, Zach. Okay, bye.
And eat meat. Bye. She's so in.
Yeah, you really got her with the eating meat and lifting heavy stuff.
Oh, dude. I could hear it through the phone. She had to change her pants. Now we know.
That's a great move, though, because then.
Can I ask a question?
Well, you come back around and she's just, oh, no.
This isn't attackatory.
You can attack me.
It seems like it's going to be a little attackatory.
It's not attackatory.
You're about to attack me.
No, there's no attacking. Is it fair? Fair is maybe not the right word. You don't drink, right? So going to Barney's sober, hitting on women that are drinking, is it weird? What are we at with that? God. I'm just asking, where are we at with that?
You're trying to paint me out to be something else. You're trying to reverse Cosby me. I know what you're trying to do. So you get all the women to your drunk self.
No. I'm just asking, is it fair?
This is all I'm going to think. I think you guys have to get drink to get to a level where mm-mm. you can socially speak to people.
No, God, no. Socially speaking to you right now, brother.
No, I'm women.
I can talk to.
Who are you going to call?
His sister.
Some random person on my phone.
He's going to call your mom.
Wait, really? I should call a woman and then you speak to her on my phone.
I've done that before.
What do you mean?
What?
You call me all the time when I was in Atlanta. You'd have some random person. I have to be like, hello.
See, and that's not cordial.
I always pretend like I'm deaf.
Does that work?
I just start signing them.
And then they can't say no, at least. And then
they don't really know what I'm saying.
And then once you have them in your bed,
I can speak.
What?
That seems not right.
Yeah, that's not right. But it would be funny if that's what you did. And then you didn't say a word until you like finished. And then you're like, what to do? I'm back.
Oh, thank goodness. You broke the spell. She's like, what? I'm in a fairy tale.
I think we should start like carrying around like crystals with us.
Girls love that.
I know.
That's the thing. We've got to learn.
We got to have some rose quartz. That's what we need.
What is something I can like
glitter?
That or like rose petals or something. Just
rose petals, they're going to get damaged in your pocket. So essentially you want to add wonder to the conversation when you're speaking.
Maybe like
to
just like an Italian seasoning mix.
Something that, yeah, like garlic. Everybody loves garlic. And in case there's
just a hearty oregano.
Also, it's just garlic powder.
But there's also two implications, not implications. There's two methods of use because they love the smell. They're attracted to you because Italians are hot. And two, if they're a vampire, they melt immediately.
Oh,
and, so, then and you don't want to date a vampire.
Mm-mm, I would got date a vampire.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of this stuff.
Being a vampire would be kind of sick.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't mind dating a vampire if they could turn me.
Eternally,
they
turn Jared?
You, they can't turn you straight, Jared. They
that's not what I was vampire. Saying.
Eternal Jared?
Yeah, no. That would be sick.
I would hate knowing
that's why the world would end.
Oh, my goodness. The thing about people always want to be vampires, but they're just... Have you ever been the most hungry you've ever been? They're constantly that. It's got to be a lot to live with.
Didn't the Cullens get around that by eating like or drinking animal blood?
No, that was to survive.
That doesn't satiate you, I don't think. I think it's just more of a, yeah, it's a survival thing.
It's a, yeah, I mean, they have to have blood, I feel like, to be mobile and move. But because if not, I think you just kind of, you're still alive.
But you just kind of wilt
and you're
up.
Just very hungry.
Okay, yeah.
I'd be a werewolf.
Sounds way worse.
Why?
Werewolf?
Yeah.
Dude, you turn into a dog.
You get automatic abs.
And hair everywhere. And your clothes rip every time you transform.
No. Yes, no, Jared. Fucking, what's his name?
Sirius Black?
Okay, you're going with the Harry Potter werewolf?
And Lupus.
I thought Lupin, we were going Professor with Lupin. The Twilight lore.
I've never watched them.
You never seen Twilight?
Let's go with the real ones.
Mm-mm.
This is what I think. You get stretchy enough pants. The Hulk was able to keep his pants on.
That's a good point.
That was Marvel's fuck up. That was the only part.
Yeah, that wasn't. Yeah. Well, imagine he's got the hammer out. He could take out down buildings with that thing. You think the Hulk's circumcised?
I don't think they like
I think
cut it.
I think this giant. I think Bruce Banner circumcised, but the Hulk is uncircumcised. Not.
It grows.
Yeah.
It's just this.
That's the most painful part of the transformation.
Giant anteater.
Oh no, man!
If we were a superhero team leader, but
first of all,
Hawkeye.
Fuck off.
He's just a guy that has like bow and arrows.
But Hawkeye's pretty sick.
Compared to what? Iron Man? Iron Man would fuck up Hawkeye.
Is that who you want me to be?
You can be Iron Man.
Can I say why I should be Iron Man?
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you know why I should be Iron Man? Because when we were in school, we did what? We made websites.
Oh, and you made an Iron Man
website. I made an Iron Man website. You don't remember that? Mm-hmm. That was a big deal. I added the song.
I remember we used to add music to those. That was the biggest. We'd make these shitty websites. Just terrible. And we would spend hours finding the right song to put on there when people would open the website.
I was really into it. I would download the code and take it home and code when I was at home.
Oh, you fucking nerd.
Hey, dude, Hawkeye's over here stepping out of place. I'll blast you.
Also, in that, we were in a class together. We were in like yearbook. Whenever
you guys
we
were in yearbook?
This is what
yearbook
we would
do. Was the best class.
The best
to
class.
Be in.
We, yeah.
You just hung out.
We made like one senior page a piece, maybe, which is like probably the most work you would have to do. But most of the time we would be like, hey, professor. We need some more shots. So we would just walk around with the camera.
Oh, you would just do nothing all day.
Yeah.
All day. My big thing is she kept on asking me to do new pages. Zach, you need to do this new page. And I'd be like, I made the cover. And when I say it is the worst cover of it, it is the
ugliest
cover.
Was it the
cover.
One with the B cut out?
No. It's the space one.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still have these yearbooks or have pictures of them?
Yeah, mine's upstairs.
We got to find them after this so I can throw in pictures.
It was 2014.
Was our last senior year.
Yeah, so I made that yearbook cover, and it was it was cool for the time.
Was it?
It was like blackish, grayish. It had like Saturn rings or something on it?
No, it was just like spacey. It had like a triangle. It had Roman numerals instead. I thought I was being really cool, like streetwear of 2014, which was the ugliest thing you've ever seen. What did you get? Most spirited?
Something like that. Most spirited, most talented, maybe.
I don't think you got most talented, brother.
I think I got most talented.
Talented for what?
I don't know. I was up for like two things, and I had to pick one, and I think I picked most talented, because I didn't think I was going to win the other one.
I won the other one.
No, I was.
What'd you get?
It was wittiest.
No, it wasn't wittiest. No, it wasn't.
He was up for wittiest because I remember him coming in and into my room. I remember you looking at me and saying, I'm dropping out of wittiest. You're like, I just think I have a better chance at this other thing. We're going
to
do that.
Maybe that's right then. I don't know. Dude, also in that class, once a year, we would have to go and try and sell ads for the yearbook.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you have to get us.
Which means, so the back of the yearbook, there were ads that local businesses could take out to help cover the cost of the yearbook.
Yeah.
So we would go out and to local businesses, just us.
Just high schoolers begging for money.
Did we sell any?
No.
I think we may have sold one to someone we knew.
I didn't sell one.
but we spent the day riding around. She came back. She was like, did y'all get anything? We're like, no, it's desolate out there. Well, I don't even know if we went into a store.
I was just excited to ride around with Haley all day because she was attractive.
I think we ate at like New Beijing that day.
We had ourselves a day.
We had a real day.
We didn't do anything we needed to do. And it was wild that they just let us out of school to roam. Like, you guys need to get out there and you guys need to sell. We have no sales training.
We didn't attempt to sell.
They should have known we weren't going to attempt to sell.
Wait, so you guys legitimately did not go in anywhere and
I think
ask.
We went into one place. And again, it might have been someone that Haley knew or something that we sold. I think we sold one ad. But I don't know if me and Zach ever got out of the car. We went to the restaurant. Also, you know how I said we went around and took pictures? That wasn't just in that class. We'd be in another class. Like, we were in this math class together, and we were in there, and we're like,
AP calculus.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. Fancy. That's pretentious.
Why is it pretentious?
But so then we would be like, hey, Miss White, we have to go take photos for the event today. And she'd be like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
We didn't have a camera. And everybody else in the class would know. They're like, what? They can't just leave.
Dude, our AP Calc teacher, she was the sweetest woman in the world. And math is definitely not my best subject. And I would go up to her.
We were good at math.
It's definitely not. It's like my worst.
What'd you get in there?
I don't know. It was an A, but it was.
I got a 96.
I have no. It was an A.
I didn't even go to the class.
But again, this was part. I would go up to her. I'd be like, "Hey, Miss White." I was like, "I'm really struggling with this problem on the test." I was like, "This is what I've done, but I don't know if I've if I've done this right or whatever." And she'd be like, she would take her pen and she'd be like, "Just follow me right here," and she would do the problem out and
for you.
And she would circle like her answer, and she's like, "Do you see how I got there?" I'm like, "I definitely see it."
I could see how you. You got there. And we just take it back. Yeah, she definitely played favorites, which was amazing.
She loved us. We were good students.
We were charming.
Yeah.
Is the thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say good students. I think you're like good people, but it sounds like you were the worst student.
No, we were good students.
I also didn't pay attention because Marissa sat in front of me. And obviously that was the time when I was like.
I think Trevor sat in front of me.
Trevor sat behind me because I would turn around. And he never took a test. He would draw a picture. He would draw like a 2014 meme of like some guy going, no, on like a big problem.
On the scratch paper.
And then he would just turn it in and he passed. His drawings must have been really good. I think he had to do some makeup work, but.
Oh, you think?
He was there at graduation. Like, no, the whole time I was just, you know, Marissa was in front of me. I was just really trying to speak to her. This was before the word Riz. This was just trying to find common interest.
This was just primal.
This was primal.
I was in a easy classes. I was in a biology class at this local community college. And I think I failed every test.
Yeah, because you didn't have someone playing favorites.
No. I made it like a 95 in the class because the professor was like, I'll give you some bonus points. He's like, go find like a bag of chips or so go find something that has like the GMO label on it or like the non-GMO label on it. And that's 50 bonus points.
It's a South Georgia community college. No one cares.
And I'll be like, all right, I got you. I'll be back.
I'm amazed you guys are as smart as you are because you guys did nothing. Every story I hear is guys goofing off.
No, the thing is I did my work. Like I would go home and actually study.
I would too.
I studied more than you did.
Yeah, but I was smarter than you. Like, you needed to study.
No. Anyway, I took it seriously because I was trying to get into, you know, good school. I was trying to become, like, something better than you. Mm-hmm. I feel like the reason that we actually had good grades is because we went against, like, our friend group. Like, if one of us was going to do well, we all wanted to do well.
Yeah, and I mean, all of our friends were all pretty smart. So, like, high school classes aren't that hard anyways, so... You can study an hour before the test and make an A.
Why are you shaking your head?
But I feel like you were the type to get someone else's test or someone else's quiz or someone else's homework and copy it.
No.
Oh, straight up calling you a cheater.
No.
No, no, no. I'm talking about before. You remember where you'd all meet in the lunchroom beforehand and you'd be like, I didn't do this one.
That would happen. Everyone would do that every now and again.
No, but I had like a weird moral standard on that stuff. Like I
couldn't look even, at him trying to put himself on a pedestal.
But I couldn't even look at other people's things.
This You're telling me you've never done that?
No, I don't. I
have you told you. Have you told the AP Psych story before?
What?
When we took the test? When we were in AP Psych together, I think this was our senior year, junior year. But it must have been our junior year. So we were, you have to take the test. Like everyone takes it on a certain day. The day we were supposed to take it, me, Zach, our buddy Philip, we were playing in like the Final Four or something in tennis. So we were gone. We weren't there. So when we came back, they were like the makeup date for the exams, not for like, it was like 3 weeks or something or a month. So everyone in the AP Psych class had already taken the test. They were all watching every class. We were just watching movies and stuff. Yeah. We were technically done for the semester.
That was the best time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we watched all the movies, didn't do a lick of studying for the AP Psych test that we hadn't taken yet. So we're in there. It's just
you show me National Treasure for the eighth time. I'm gonna watch it.
So we're in there taking the test. This was we were like at the board office. It was just us three in this room, and we're taking it. So the first part was multiple choice. It's like 100 questions, and the teacher's probably like, I don't know, 10 minutes left, and I'm finishing up. I'm kind of just sitting there for the last few minutes. Zach gets down to the last question, and you just hear like, oh God, oh God. He had missed a bubble, like on like three or something.
Are you fucking serious?
I had to rebubble.
And so he I don't think you passed that test, did you?
I have no idea, but I know I was rushing to change my bubble.
So he was trying to change it.
Probably got none right.
And then on the essay questions, there was three essay questions, and I don't know where I thought. I don't know what I thought. I thought you had to just pick two of them.
Two out of the three. So you just left one blank.
And one of them, I barely wrote anything. And we got done, and she was like, how'd it go? I was like, hey, the multiple choice was fine. And then I picked the two easier ones of the questions for essay. She's like, what do you mean you picked? I was like, it's two out of three, isn't it? She was like, no, you have to pick all three. You have to write all three.
Dumbass.
Where'd you learn this information?
I was like, it's not going to be good. I ended up passing. I made like a three, I think.
Okay. Or a still four. Counts. You yeah. get college credit.
I don't remember anything. I forget a lot of those memories.
That AP Calc class that we were talking about earlier, I remember the first day she was talking about how hard the test was going to be. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I think me and you or me and Trevor, we were just like, hey, can we just poll the class here and see if anyone's actually going to take this test? I was like, because if they're not, we could really have this semester could be a lot easier. And I don't think anyone said they were taking the test, so the semester was easier.
So why were you in the class if you weren't going to take the test? I'd say
we took like all the AP classes.
We just had to take the hard classes just because we know we should. Also, it was because our friends were in there.
Like all our parents were teachers, but yeah. Like my parents were like my dad was doing the scheduling. So like we would go up and be like, you're an AP Calc. And I'm like, I don't really want to.
But the lower classes, we weren't as friends with like the other.
Yeah, no.
So it's like, oh, we want to stick together.
Oh, that makes sense.
Hang out.
One class though, like most of the smart kids took AP, not AP, they took anatomy or something. And me and Zach took physics.
Did you like missing school?
What do you mean?
I never missed school. And it was always because I had a crush on some girl and I didn't want to miss a day with her. It was always that reason.
You're a walking rom-com. Do you know that?
He does. He likes to romanticize.
That's insane. Yeah.
But that's big romantic. That's the whole reason I would hate to miss school.
No, I miss school sometimes. The times I missed it was fun because my Mimi would pick me up and I would just be like, Mimi, I got to get out of here. I can't be doing this. And she'd pick me up and we'd just go eat food and then go back to her work and I would just hang out or I'd clean it for like $20.
Your grandma would just pick you up and take you out of school?
Yeah. I would tell my mom, listen, Mimi's coming to get me. I'm not feeling good.
And I was feeling great.
I was feeling great. We'd go eat barbecue.
Ready to make my $20.
Dude, my mom would whoop my ass if she wouldn't let me do the senior skip day, which is when literally every senior skips. I was the only one in class that day.
We skipped. We went to.
I would have just skipped.
We went to the lake.
No, we had some crazy classes. The craziest one was technology class, because it was the biggest joke of a class. It was ran by the football coach who didn't care. We would have seniors in there that would come in with tasers and just start tasing everybody.
What the fuck,
dude? It was rough.
That was a weird class because it was like there were seniors all the way to like freshmen were in there, and so the dichotomy was just really it was weird.
We had such different high school experiences. Like, I didn't have any of, like, that weird stuff. None of some teachers would be a little more forgiving and a little more, like, carefree. But nobody would ever just, like, let you leave class or every teacher was there specifically to teach their subject. We didn't have football coaches teaching a technology class. I don't know.
Well, you had to. If you were a coach, you had to also be a teacher.
They would just teach PE.
Our school, I'm saying.
Like, if we had coaches teaching, they would just teach PE.
Were your PE teachers always lesbians?
I think we only had guy PE. Well, we had guy PE teachers, and then there's one, Miss Thomas, who started teaching PE, but she was like the health teacher. So she also started doing like PE as like a side thing because we kept getting more and more kids. But dude, one of them though, we had to do swimming in the seventh grade, and this man would only wear Speedos. Only like European style, skin tight, bulge out, just around kids at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we didn't have any of that.
No.
Did you ever get in like really big trouble in school for anything?
Yeah.
The flamethrower thing.
The flamethrower.
What happened?
I'm not listening to this story again.
Well, I'll just speed run it. Eighth grade, our physical science teacher showed us a video of like how to make a flamethrower. Mm-hmm. And I was a little pyro at the time, so I decided it would be fun to make one as well. And so I got a friend who was also a pyro. We did it. Our school was it was under construction, so they had like a little construction zone, so we did it there. When it worked, the friends were really loud. Teacher looked out the window, saw a fucking flame shooting out, and then called security. I got suspended. I got suspended for 2 weeks. The principal, if he didn't know me because I played, his son was a quarterback, I was the center, so we were like very close. Mm-hmm. He was like, if I didn't know that you were a good kid, I'd have you arrested. I was like, ooh, I might have fucked up here.
I didn't get suspended. I got in trouble like that one time though in middle school. Did y'all have to have agendas? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like schedules? Or?
Well, like we had to carry around.
Oh, like a planner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we had planners all through.
It was probably like this big, and it was like, I don't know what it'd be made of, but it was rollable. Like you could roll it up.
Oh, ours.
And one day at the end of school, we were all hanging out. Cause like Zach's mom taught there. So we would either hang out there, we'd walk over to high school, it doesn't matter. But the buses were all like piling on. And I don't know why. I'd taken someone's agenda and I was trying to hide it. And I rolled it up and put it in the tailpipe of a bus. And the PE teacher told me, he's like, "Horn. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
You're gonna kill everyone on that bus."
And I was like, What are you doing? I'm like, "I'm just hiding it." He's like, "That'll blow up the fucking bus." He's like, "Come with me, dude." I had to go to the office.
What'd they say?
How much trouble
they
did you
called,
get?
They were like, "Dude, you're an idiot." I was like, "I know." They're like, "We're telling your dad." I'm like, "I figured."
I got that much.
And they're like, "All right, get out of here." And then I think I don't know if I got beat, but I definitely got in trouble when I got home.
I got in trouble in middle school for. We were in math class. I was in your uncle's class, and Kristen was in there. And I told her she reminded me of an exotic dancer. And your uncle took huge offense to that.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Because it's essentially calling a child a stripper.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "Why would you? What? You're calling her that? Do you even?" And I was like, "I don't know what it means. I thought it meant..."
You just played dumb.
I thought it was like a hula dancer, like a Hawaiian dancer. What does it mean? And he's like, "You don't know what it means?" I'm like, "No idea. I thought it was like, hallo, la, la, hallo." He's like, "Just don't say it again. I'll get you." And I was like, "Okay. You know what it meant." I knew what it meant.
Yeah. Of course I knew what it meant. she looked like a stripper.
I also got in trouble one time in elementary school because I was throwing rocks down like a sewer pipe, which apparently I'm not supposed to do. I don't know if it was a sewer pipe or a water vein main pipe. I was just throwing big ass rocks into it. And they called me when they're like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I don't know, dude. I'm just fucking around. I'm having fun." I got beat that day. They called my mom. She came and beat me.
At the school or?
My mom was a big fan of that. She would, mom, if you got in trouble, she did it a lot with my brother. She would come pull us out of class, whip our ass in the hallway, and then sit with us in class.
Uh-oh. Wait, what?
Terrorist shit.
In the class.
Yeah, because it happened a lot with my brother because my brother was a nightmare. He was a problem. He was
a little deviant.
He just wouldn't shut up. He would talk all the time. And so she would go and either beat him and sit in on him or just sit in on the class.
Do they still paddle kids now?
No,
they paddled us. Like when we were in school, if you did something wrong, you'd go to the principal's office. He'd bend you over the table and like spank you with this big wooden mallet.
You guys still had paddling in school?
100%. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was a little nuts. It was more nuts when the hot girls kept on getting in trouble. and our principal had sex with someone. But it doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't matter.
I was like, that definitely.
I don't know if you should cut it. I'll leave it in. I don't care.
That wasn't in middle school. Don't say
not middle. I didn't say middle school, man.
They weren't paddling in high school, really.
They paddled in high school.
But not for like, not like severe. They weren't paddling girls, I don't think.
Skyler's trying to backtrack.
He's trying to
so
save
hard.
Face for the town. They're not even in power anymore.
I don't know, dude. Say what you want.
Say what you want. Oh, wait, let's get. I got to go do my first stand up.
Oh, yeah. Zach's doing stand up today.
So
I'm going to heckle from the back.
Thank you guys for listening, watching. If you want to be part of the Patreon, the community on there is nuts. You really don't want to miss out on just having the experience of being able to connect with everybody. But also, we're doing the huge giveaway. It's going to be announced on the 30th. All you got to do is go to our Patreon, be a paid member, and DM us which are the prizes you want. We will post what the prizes are going to be on there. And
it's $5. It's less than a cup of coffee a month, and you get months worth of bonus content.
I'm a Patreon subscriber. I pay $5 a month.
And honestly, the Drunk Podcast, which we're about to film another one, is the most fun you're going to see on podcasts. We can't put it on YouTube because obviously we're getting intoxicated, but it is unhinged. It is.
Oh, yeah. We should say some wild shit on there.
It gets, I can't even say what it gets. Just go watch it. You're going to have a good time. And if you stay till the end, make sure to DM us. If you ever got in trouble in school, what happened? Actually, that's don't DM us. Put it in the comments. That way everybody can read it. And can you guys like upvote the funniest ones? Maybe we'll talk about it in a future podcast. All right, guys. Thank you. Love you. Goodbye. Oh, what else do we have? Do we have to plug anything? Subscribe.
On the next Drunk episode, Zach's saying his top five favorite.
I don't want to.